Christopher Plummer on boundaries, replacing Kevin Spacey, and retirement. I'm going to drop dead on stage, I hope, by Zach. Christopher Plummer is talking about playing Lago, and I am becoming distracted by a monkey. Forgive me. There is a magnificent painting in Plummer's living room, an 18th century portrait of a mischievous monkey raiding a fruit platter, and it's on a wall just over his shoulder. The 88-year-old actor must be used to the distraction of his guests because my wandering gaze produces a benevolent chuckle. In fact, Plummer's house, a sprawling century-old former barn hidden in the rolling woods of southwestern Connecticut, resembles a shrine to the animal kingdom, with monkeys, birds, and other creatures painted on walls, embroidered on cushions, and set within frames. Dogs, however, win. There's a painting of a pooch and photos of Plummer's own now-deceased dogs. He's crazy for them. I really like them better than people, Plummer confesses. Also, I love to be loved. I need to be loved, and dogs can give you that in 2 seconds. Humans might not give it up quite so fast, but there's plenty of adoration going around thanks to a late career renaissance that makes Plummer's Sound of Music stardom seem like a distant prelude from another century, which it was, come to think of it. Dogs, it turns out, are also abundant in his latest film, the dysfunctional family comedy Boundaries, co-starring Vera Farmiga. She plays a struggling single mom who can't stop rescuing stray dogs off the street. He is her pot-dealing father who was never around when she needed him. When Dad is kicked out of his nursing home, the pair is forced to road trip cross-country with her troubled son. This tri-generational plot is a bit reminiscent of Sidney Lumet's 1989 movie Family Business, in which Sean Connery plays the law-breaking grandfather of Matthew Broderick. Which is a neat coincidence since Plummer made his Father LeMay movie, 1958's Stage Struck, and starred alongside Connery in the 1975 gem The Man Who Would Be King.